So my wife and I have three children, and we are very modern parents. And what I mean by that is that we read lots of books about parenting, we read lots of articles about parenting, we spend a lot of time thinking and talking about parenting. And as a result of all this research, we have absolutely no idea what we're supposed to be doing on any given day. You know, we're supposed to be pushing our children so they can excel in the global workforce. But our kids are too stressed out, so we need to give them a break. They should be doing musical instruments so that they can learn perseverance, and sports so that they can learn teamwork, art so they can learn to use both sides of their brain. But give them time to be children, so don't overschedule them. So we look at our children, we're like, all right, we signed you up for piano, you got soccer, you got math tutoring, and art. But you can phone it in for all of it, because we don't want to stress you out. So, long story short, we sign our kids up for lots of stuff. And this can be challenging, because as a general rule, our children do not like to do things. And they can be very stubborn. And they're each kind of stubborn in their own unique ways. So take our oldest, Owen. He's almost 11, and he's obsessed with video games. And in our house, we call it screen time. So television, computers, iPads, iPhones, whatever it is, screen time, we ration it, and we only let them do it on the weekends. So every Sunday night, Owen essentially turns into a heroin addict going through detox. And he starts pestering us. Can I upgrade the app? Can I get my guy to the next level? Can I do the thing to the thing so I can get the thing? And we're like, no, you have to wait till the weekend. And he says, fine, sounds very reasonable. Until 30 minutes later, we go upstairs and his door's closed, the lights are off, and he's hiding under the covers with an iPad playing video games with the volume all the way down. So he's kind of sneaky stubborn. Our daughter, Samantha, is 9, and her stubbornness is old school. She's voice raising, foot stomping, door slamming, hell on wheels. And the latest thing that we've been struggling with Sam on is whether or not she has to comb her hair before she goes to school. And as a husband and as a father, I know it is very important for me to support my wife. But I really don't give a shit if she combs her hair. I just want to go to work. And so she comes downstairs, and I start looking at her hair. And I'm like, all right, is this going to pass muster? Are we going to dodge a bullet this morning? And then Tamara says, Sam, you need to comb your hair. And it starts, I'm not going to comb my hair. You can't make me. It's not fair. My brothers don't have to comb their hair. Et cetera, et cetera. And that is Samantha. And then there's Connor. And Connor is our youngest. He just turned 7. And he's very much the baby of the family. He's small, and he's cute, and he's snuggly. And we basically just coddle the crap out of him. But he can be stubborn in his own right as well. And Connor's stubbornness is very self-pitying. So you ask Connor to do something he doesn't want to do. You say, Connor, go brush your teeth or go get dressed for bed. Oh, well, I mean, I guess I could do that if you wanted me to be sad. If you want me to be miserable, I guess I could go do that if that's what you want. And if you really push Connor to the limits, he sings the song. That's what we call it in our family, it's the song. And this is a song that Connor wrote to convey just how unfair the world can really be. And the song goes like this. It goes, worst day ever, worst day ever. Everyone hates me, everyone hates me. And that is Connor. So that's all three of our children. And like I said, we signed them up for lots of stuff. And last spring, we decided that it would be a great idea if we signed them up for a kids' triathlon. We were really excited about this. This is great, right? It was a fundraiser for families struggling with childhood cancer. So it's about charity, and it's about fitness and pushing yourself, and this is a great modern parent activity. So we're really fired up. However, at the time of signing the kids up for the triathlon, Connor did not know how to swim or ride a bicycle. So, details, right? Details. So last spring, it's a gorgeous Saturday, and Tamara and I decide today's the day. We're going to bite the bullet. We're teaching Connor how to ride a bike. So we go upstairs to the TV room, and like I said earlier, we don't let them do screen time during the week. So on Saturday mornings, they wake up at 6:30, and they just binge. TV's on, the Wii's on, both computers are on, both iPads, both iPhones. It's like a Best Buy. And we walk up and we're like, guys, it's a gorgeous day outside. Let's get off screen. We're going to go up to the middle school track and we're going to ride bikes. And immediately they started, how come we got to go outside? We never get to do screen. You never let us do anything. We're like, no, we're going to go to the track and Connor is going to learn how to ride a bike. And immediately Owen and Sam are like, oh, all right, that actually sounds kind of entertaining. All right, we're into that. And Connor immediately starts in with the full meltdown. Oh, well, I mean, I don't know how to ride a bike, so I guess if you want me to fall down and get hurt, I guess we could do that if you want me to fall down and hurt myself. So this goes on for a little while. My wife and I have a couple of sidebar conversations. Do we really want to do this? Do we really want to die on this hill today? But, you know, we're like, all right, we signed him up for a triathlon. We got to teach him how to ride a bike. So eventually we get everyone out the door. We get him to the track. Connor is still adamantly insisting he's not going to have anything to do with a bicycle. And we get to the track. And Tamara starts working on Connor. I think I volunteered to work with the older kids, which has been getting as far away from Connor and his shitty attitude as I possibly could. But even from a distance, I could tell things were not going well. So Connor's not making any sort of a move for the bike. They're getting more and more animated as the conversation progresses. There's a lot of this going on. And finally, Connor stands up, storms across the track to the bleachers, and he's sitting in the bleachers. And my wife storms across the field to me. And when she gets to me, she says through gritted teeth, it's your turn, you go deal with him. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, all right. So I walk over to the bleachers, and as I'm walking over, I start preparing to work through my toolkit of tools that every modern parent needs. So I get over to Connor, and I start with reasoning. And I just start talking. I say, Connor, look, I know you're scared about riding your bike, but I think you can do it. It's going to be great. You've got good balance. And think how proud you're going to be when you finish the triathlon, and blah, blah, blah. And he is having none of it. And not only is he having none of it, he's like glaring at me and crossing his arms and interrupting me. And he's just generally giving off way too much attitude for a six-year-old. So he's starting to get under my skin, but all right, keep forging ahead. The next tool in my parenting tool belt is bribery. So I say, Connor, if you get out on that track and you ride your bike for just 30 seconds, that's all you gotta do, stay on your bike for 30 seconds, I know you can do that. We will all go out for ice cream, the whole family. Won't that be awesome? And he goes, I don't even like ice cream. Whew, all right, deep breath. Blood pressure is definitely starting to rise. For the record, he really likes ice cream. So I move to the next tool in my toolkit, and that is Stern Dad. And I don't do Stern Dad all that often, so usually it works. And what I do is I clench my jaw, I narrow my eyes, and I look him right in the eye. I say, Connor Rice, this is unacceptable. I am not going to tolerate this kind of behavior. You were going to get out there, you were going to ride that bike, and you were going to do it right now. And he just sits there and ignores me. And he doesn't just ignore me. He ignores me in just the right way, that he's pushing all of my buttons in exactly the right way. And I'm starting to get furious. At this point, I am no longer on the tool belt. I'm done with tools. I'm starting to become a little unhinged. And I look at him and I say, Connor Rice, if you don't get out there and ride that bike for 30 seconds, you are going to lose screen privilege for a month. And up till now, Owen and Samantha had been sitting nearby, largely ignoring us. As soon as I said that, they both kind of perked up and looked at me like, whoa, shit just got real. And that's when Connor looks at me and says, no. And I swear it like reverberated across the whole field. It's like, no, 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 no. And I'm standing there and I have just played my final trump card. And this little pissant, snot-nosed six-year-old is standing me down like he owns the joint. And at that point, I've had it. I'm done. I'm no longer parenting. I'm competing. I am competing in a battle of wills with a six-year-old, and I am going to win, and he is going to lose, and that is how it is going to end. So I think to myself, you know what? No matter what else happens at the end of the day, I still outweigh him by a good 140 pounds. So I lean over and I pick him up and I start walking across the field. And as soon as I do that, he starts wailing. Worst day ever, worst day ever. Everyone hates me, everyone hates me. And I'm holding him in my arms and I get to my wife and we lock eyes and I say, get the bike. And I put him on the bike, and I put his hands on the bike, and I run down the track, and I push him. And he immediately starts kind of like flailing the handlebars around to make his point that like he doesn't know how to ride a bike. Of course, he wipes out. He falls, and he scrapes his hands on the asphalt. And now he's really crying because he's hurt himself. But coddling is a thing of the past. So I pick him back up, put him on the bike, shove him down the track again. At this point, at least he's got enough sense to steer into the grass before he intentionally crashes the bike. So he steers into the grass, falls over, pick him back up, put him on the bike, push him down the track. This goes on for a little while, and finally I say, Connor, we are not going home until you ride your bike for 30 seconds. So I get my phone out, and I get the timer on my phone. Put him on the bike, push him down the track, start the timer. Goes in the grass, falls over. 5 seconds. Pick him up, put him back on the bike, push him down the track, start the timer, falls over to the grass. 6 seconds. And this goes on for what felt like about an hour and a half, but it was probably more like 5 minutes. At one point, Owen comes over and goes, Dad, don't you think you're being kind of harsh? I said, no, he's fine. Pick him up, put him back on the bike, push him down the track. 6 seconds. And finally, I push him down the track. He falls over, and I don't say anything about what the timer says. And I'm kind of putting him back on the bike, and he's just crying and sobbing and snot running down his face. He's like, how long was that one? And I look at my watch, and it says 9 seconds, and I'm like, it's 9 seconds, let's do it again. And he's like, okay. And at that point, I know I've got him. Because at that point, he wants that 30 seconds too. So the next time, he doesn't steer into the grass. He keeps going, and then he gets to 10 seconds. And then he starts pedaling, and he gets 20 seconds. And finally, mercifully, he gets to 30 seconds. And it's over. Thank you. And we kept practicing that spring, and later that summer, he did compete in the triathlon, and he finished. And he had to ride his bike about a mile. And I'm proud of him for learning how to ride a bike, but my pulse still quickens when I think about that day at the track. And I am still very much the same clueless parent that I've always been, trying to figure things out day by day as I go. So I don't know if what happened that day was good parenting. I don't know if it was bad parenting. I don't know if it wasn't parenting at all and I just lost my shit. But I do know one thing, and that is, goddammit, my 7-year-old can ride a bike.
Hip-hop!